Well, good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS. It is September the 4th of 2018. Today's guest is Jelena Palmer. And I hope you, if you're watching us on video, Facebook Live video, please use the comment section. And Jelena's going to monitor that and talk about that. And we're going to do that probably about halfway through the show. We'll follow up on some of those comments because we're going to do all the usual stuff first. And the very first thing we want to do is listen to some music. Shalane, you've got your device all tuned up there. Now, tell us which song you've chosen and why you like that one, please.
Okay, well, thanks, Jeff. The first song I picked is called I Think You're Wonderful, composed and sung by a Canadian musician named Red Grammer. And I just love the song because, well, I think you're wonderful. It makes you happy. And I dare anybody listening to it to sit still or not smile while you hear it.
Okay. Press go. We're right back, folks. So see you in a short bit. Go right ahead.
I think you're wonderful when somebody says that to me. I feel wonderful, as wonderful can be. It makes me want to say the same thing to somebody new. And by the way, I've been meaning to say, I think you're wonderful too. When we practice this phrase in the most honest way, find something special in someone each day. We lift up the world one heart at a time. It all starts by saying this one simple line. I think you're wonderful when somebody says that to me. I feel wonderful, as wonderful can be. It makes me wanna say the same thing to somebody new. And by the way, I've been meaning to say, I think you're wonderful too. When each one of us feels important inside, loving and giving and glad we're alive. Oh, what a difference we'll make in each day. And all because someone decided to say, I think you're wonderful when somebody says that to me. I feel wonderful, as wonderful can be. Wanna say the same thing to somebody new. And by the way, I've been meaning to say, I think you're wonderful too. And by the way, I've been meaning to say, I think you're wonderful too.
Okay, hi. This is Tony McQuail from Lucknow, Ontario. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 on the Rogers Digital Network at 9:46, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Their goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society. And as a farmer who's been a member of both the Federation of Agriculture and the Farmers Union and a great friend of the Christian Farmers Federation, all these organizations working for farmers is a really important part of our community.
This is poor Charlie, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicaragua. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
Okay, we're back, and thanks for listening today, folks. Also, in Studio Dave has become a good friend, Paul, here. He's been hanging out at the station. We're going to hopefully look forward to a great local, maybe show about local musicians, Paul. We'll see how that works out. So thanks for being in the studio. Yeah. So that's who you see in the other picture here. And, Jelena, you got that. You're switching down to the side.
That.
No, that's great. There's Paul down there.
Paul, you need to lean forward. There's Paul.
Yeah, we could probably swing that around there. So good stuff. Good song. Jelena's happy song. Where did you hear that guy sing? How come you like that one?
Oh, good question. It's a cut on a CD I have called, I think it's called Teaching Peace.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's the title of it. And Red Grammer, and I may have been mistaken earlier, I said he's Canadian. I'm not 100% sure about that. But anyway, it's where I first heard the song was here. And every song on the album is happy, it's joyful, it's celebrating celebration, celebrating people coming together, enjoy, to explore. All ages seem to like it, so
you had a chance to, have you seen that chance? That chance to see this guy in person? Are you a concert goer?
Oh, no, I haven't seen him in person, but that would be a lot of fun. I think he does a fair amount of travel with his work.
Yeah.
And his son, Andy Grammer, actually a number of people in your listening audience may know him, because Andy Grammer is a younger, contemporary, very popular singer, and I think people will probably know some of his songs. And more, again, that more upbeat sound to it.
We're looking forward to the rest of your music there. Can hardly wait.
It'd
be great.
It's interesting.
Let's get the first things done here. We want to know more about you, Jelena. You are living in the area here in Kitchener-Waterloo. Tell us, when you sit down at the Palmer Family Christmas Feast, how many people sit down with you?
Oh, I'm afraid you're asking the wrong the wrong question to me, because okay. My husband John and I, living in Ayr, we're both... we have each other, no other family in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So actually what we often do on either Canadian Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, or Christmas, these other events, is we have we call it our orphans dinner.
Well, that's excellent.
So see, anybody else we could find who like us is just kind of, you know, disassociated from any kind of roots.
Yeah. Well, that is a classic, perfect story.
And good memories around that too.
So that begs the question. I know John's originally, is your husband from New Zealand, is it?
Well, actually he was born in England.
Okay.
But you're right, because from age six, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And he has one brother in Canada, in the Vancouver area,
mm-hmm.
two brothers still in New Zealand, and family scattered, but we visit when we can.
And yourself?
I was born in the U.S.
Oh.
And various parts. Actually, one of the songs we may play later if we have time. If not, it's the old Back Home Again in Indiana, because I'm a Hoosier.
Okay.
Grew up in corn. We called it corn country.
Yes.
And my geography in my life took me many different places.
Yeah.
But I was living as a volunteer in Haifa, Israel. That's where I met John.
Mm-hmm.
And after 8 years, we moved to Canada for mm-hmm. him to go to University of Guelph to study water resources engineering.
And
we've been in Canada now for 24 years.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Lovely stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's good. Here's your orphan Christmas. I like that idea. you know, funny.
You're invited next time, by the way, if you wish.
I might just take you up on that. I like to ask guests if they have any traditions, and some do talk about, you know, we bring in the neighbor down the street or something like that, you know, someone who's alone for Christmas or whatever.
That's whatever the event may be.
Yeah,
it's
right
fun.
On. So, good deal.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's good to hear. Let's play another song here. What do you got? Okay. What do you got on your list?
Well, the next song is another one that not only does the music make you jump, but if any of your listeners find it on YouTube or elsewhere and see the video track, you're going to see the most amazing tap dancing ever.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Jump and Jive by Cab Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
And through the performance, the Nicholas brothers are tap dancing. But the music, as you listen to it, you'll hear the tapping as well.
Yeah, just before you start, just a minute, folks. So from time to time, as an FM signal, we can broadcast any sound, but we're using Facebook Live video facilities, and their policies are different. If our broadcast goes quiet while you're watching us on Facebook, here's the workaround. You just leave Facebook run and then go to our website, radiowaterloo.ca, and get that player working so you can hear us, even though maybe Facebook is protecting the rights of those artists. We can do this on our FM signal because we're a radio station here in Canada, and we are a peso can pizza cover. So just a little heads up, folks, if you can't hear us in the Facebook live video, just tune in with your player to listen live at our radiowaterloo.ca website.
Good. Okay. Sounds like a plan B, a good plan B.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Shall I hit play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jam, jump, if you jump in jive, makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. The jim, jam, jump is a silent jive, makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Now don't you be that ickaroo, get hip, come on, and then you follow through. You get your study full, you make up the joint and jump the like of the gators do. Jim, jam, jump is a jumping jive, makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. The jim, jam, jumping jive makes you a hap, hap on the Mahala side. Jim, boodily, 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 biddily, bumpity, goodily, giddily, bang, 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 di da da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim, jam, jump the jumping jive. You got to dig this mellow jive. Yes, yes, you dig it on the Mahala side. A boodily, 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 boy.
Boodily, boodily, boy.
Biddily, boy. We'll be right back.
this is Candace Wagner from Supperworks. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, I'm Jim Dyer from Cambridge. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS Radio Waterloo. Now live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, in addition to Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. One such CKMS program is the Agriculture Show, brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Hey, we're back there. Thanks so much, folks. The Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 102.7. Got those two clips a little too close together. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Got your coffee all freshened up. Great guest today, Jelena Palmer. We've had a chance to get to know Jelena. You call it the Orphan Christmas, but we're talking there between some. You want to talk about tap dancing, right? What's up with you with that?
Well, the subject of tap dancing came up between us a few minutes ago because the audio clip, which we were also seeing by video, it was Cab Calloway with the Nicholas Brothers doing unbelievable dancing.
Yeah.
But my own love of tap dancing is, I don't know, I can't remember a time in life not loving it, but it took me decades to finally start taking lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm now in my third year at Kitchener's own Bringing Tap Back. Anyway, long, clumsy way to say it, but it's a great dance studio in Kitchener. And they haven't asked me to promote them, but I would say anybody with curious about any form of dance, do look into these great people.
Good dance.
And I've just graduated. I am now, after 2 years in absolute beginners, have been admitted to the beginners class. So that's a big deal. I'm now a beginner.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to hear. It's a nice little accomplishment.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. It's great.
Well, how can you not have fun tap dancing? Even if you're on the wrong foot and going out in the wrong direction, it's still fun.
Yeah.
You got the feet going.
That's it.
It's great to watch.
It is. Very ensemble kind of thing. Yeah.
So we're in our second section here, folks, and I'm going to ask Jelena, tell us, what do you do? All the amazing things you do. I'm glad you brought along a copy of your book. We're obviously going to talk about that. But tell us what your career is, and so we look forward to some more hearing more about that. What do you do?
Okay, well, that's fine. And I think, as your listeners probably know, Jeff, that you don't always tell us ahead of time what we're going to talk about. So hopefully that gives us who are being interviewed or here as guests a chance to be a little spontaneous. My career, actually, I finally decided a couple years ago to call myself retired after a transition of calling myself semi-retired. But over the years, I've always worked in adult teaching, training, adult education. Earlier in the years, that often meant I was doing workshops and giving presentations, a little bit of coaching and skills training. And then at some point, it became designing training.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it became a lot of consultation with organizations who are looking to do a better job with their own internal staff. So the most recent example to give is that for some years I was at the University of Guelph Office of Open Learning working with their distance education courses, about 80 courses. I should mention, too, since it's an agricultural show, about a third of the courses I worked with were part of the horticulture certificate.
All right.
And the greatest thing about my job was I learned a little bit about everything. So I can talk for a minute and a half to 2 minutes on any subject you want. But it was wonderful because in my work, I always felt I was empowering others, helping them do a better. We talked a lot about inclusive teaching strategies, ways to teach and train or to write so that their whatever person's individual learning needs might be, we can do our best to address them. For about 2 years, I worked on a project funded by the Ontario government, also at the University of Guelph, that was called Universal Instructional Design, and that was all about finding ways to better teach and work with students with learning disabilities.
Okay.
And that was fascinating because when you're working with learning disabilities, you're really looking at being inclusive because one person's so-called disability might be somebody else's strength or weakness, and they other learners need to do the same things.
Hmm. So what kind of training did you take to end up with this kind of career path? How'd you get there?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
The biggest training I have in my life, which also is why I'm here today, is I like saying yes. So Jeff says, you want to be on my show? I say, sure, yes, why not? So as a self-employed person or later as a staff member, it was always, yeah, I can do that. And then I'd figure out how to do it. So truly a lot of my teaching and training work was informed by my own learning. I would learn as I needed to learn things by saying yes. It kept me on a path of discovery and professional development also. But I do have, I should say academically, a master's in adult education from University of Surrey in Guildford, England, which I got decades after my undergraduate work at Michigan State University in social psychology. And in between, I was doing teaching and training work, and I thought I should put some formal academic studies to this and kind of refine my technique.
Yeah, it's time. Oh, it's never ending, huh?
Never ending.
Adult
and
education.
The best part was for many years I taught classes at Conestoga College through the continuing education, and nothing like that motivated adult. People would come in and they could be, maybe they've commuted to Toronto and back and they've got family obligations and who knows what else going on in their lives. But whatever happened, they showed up. That next 2-3 hours was theirs to learn. And their motivation kept me motivated.
Okay, good stuff. You've been very patiently holding back. Tell us about the book you've got in your lap there. What's this project about? You've been writing before this book came out,
right? I have, yes.
Okay, I don't even want to start there and just show that book first.
Well, I'll be glad to show it, of course. How to sit to do this.
Well, you can switch cameras.
Oh.
Right?
I forgot, I'm the lady with the controls.
Yeah.
No, that didn't do it.
Try that one.
You know what? The first one was the best. I just have to line up.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, I have to get my left right.
So tell our listeners what are our listeners looking at there? What's that about?
Okay. Well, the story actually goes back once again to me saying yes. Because some years ago, really as far as I knew out of nowhere, I got an email from the Baha'i community. I'm a member of the Baha'i faith and the Baha'i community in Guelph asking me if I'd like to be one of their contributing writers to the Guelph Mercury on a column called Personal Journey.
Okay.
And this was the Guelph Mercury inviting people from various faith or whatever philosophical orientations to write once a week about what, as they called it, the personal journey.
Yes.
I did that for 8 years. Wow. I loved it. It was just an amazing experience. And although I didn't sort of know going in what it was all going to mean, good things happen when you say yes.
Yes. Okay.
So a few years into that process, I happened to meet a publisher in the U.S. who, unbeknownst to me, had read some of these columns through a mutual friend. Once again, life just kind of happens when you're not paying attention, and this was a good thing, I think. And he invited me to write a full-length book in a similar vein, that is, reflections on daily life. These are all real life story, something that happened to me, something I heard, something I saw, something I thought about, something I read, something I stumbled into, and what I learned out of that experience with the perspective of other people and other writings that helped me make sense of it all. So anyway, he invited me to write this book, and I said yes. And by the time the book was finished, 5.5 years later, over the years, it turned out to be better for me to actually do the logistics of the publication, and they support it through marketing, distribution, and many other ways. So in that sense, it is self-published. And I don't want to put Jeff on the stop on the spot. I can talk. I write better than I talk. hopefully. That was a typo, a verbal typo. But not to put Jeff on the spot, but I know you've read at least some of it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could help relay it to your show or whatever. I'm going to turn it over to you, Jeff. It's your show, and it's your turn.
Well, I read. I didn't read the whole book, and I remember going through and thinking all good messages of positive thought, and in line with, like you say, you know, never say, just say yes, and most things, the opportunity comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the experiences are nice, 2 and 3 pages, some 1 page, mm-hmm. some longer, mm-hmm. with the theme that what you're doing in life reminded you of the great opportunities and how to get motivated. So
mm-hmm.
I hopefully get to read the rest of it. But it is a great book, and I can see why. What a great format, especially for the Guelph Mercury, because people just got the paper open and just want to read something in short order.
Yes.
And you know how to write. That's your bread and butter.
Thank you.
And so no wonder you're able to run that for 8 years, and how you'll be able to spin this off into a book.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us where people could find that book. Why don't we do that right now? A website.
Glad to say that.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Well, there's a few answers to that. If you're not all your listeners, obviously, would be local. But if people happen to be, for example, in Paris, Brantford, they can buy it at Green Heron Books. If you happen to be in Ayr, the community where I live, the McNeil Dodd Pharmacy is carrying some copies. For most people, though, what really happens, people tend to go online, and it is listed with Amazon, chapters.ca, Book Depository. If anybody's listening from the States, Barnes & Noble on their online bookstore. It's available in all e-publication, Apple, and all the various formats.
And okay.
So pretty much worldwide. So there's a variety of places. As a self-publisher, I set up a website, and there's further information on that. So it may be a lot for people to remember. Maybe we could later post it on your Facebook page.
Yeah,
but there is a website for it. It's just piecebypiece-publishing.com.
Okay. In fact, that will be the case. So when I do the final post on our Radio Waterloo website, I'll put that link into that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be
Thank you, Jeff.
That'll work real good.
Thank you.
So, well, good stuff. If you're not publishing your book, what else are you doing?
I love to travel.
Yeah?
John and I, my husband John and I, we are, I guess we have what one would call itchy feet. We come back from a trip and plan the next one.
That sounds like the dance step.
Oh, you know what? I like that. I like that. Paul, you and I will work on composing a song called Itchy Feet.
Itchy
Is that
feet.
A deal?
Yeah.
I'll tap dance to it. But we both love travel. Before we met each other in Haifa, 30 plus years ago, we both already were travelers. Me as a, you know, as we met and married and developed our life together, travel's always been a big part of it. We're going to Killarney next week for camping. So sometimes the travel is nearby and fairly brief, just 5 days. We just came back last month from 6 weeks in the Maritimes. Last summer, we camped 3 months to Vancouver Island and back. We've traveled for 4 months to sort of the circle route to Vietnam through Australia and New Zealand. But can I say for a moment what I'm doing for a big birthday I have coming up?
Oh.
Am I allowed to tell everybody?
Yes.
I won't tell you how old I am. I'll just tell you it ends with a zero. And no, it's not 30. Don't flatter me. So John and I both enjoy running. I love fitness. Fitness is a big part of my life, and running is part of fitness. John just is a running addict. So for the two of us to look for an interesting run and to place a trip around it may sound odd to some people, but to us it made sense. We are going to Ethiopia for this big birthday that I have coming up.
Yep.
And among other things, we're going to be entering what's called the Great Ethiopian Run. Now, in the world of running, there's nothing like the Ethiopians.
Sure.
Close second, the Kenyans.
Sure.
But just role models. But as much as anything, this run, as we've understood it, we learned about it through Paul Gaines, who's a Cambridge-based photojournalist. This run is not only a celebration of the great Ethiopian runners, but it's a celebration of life. There's a lot of music to it. There's a lot of spirit to it. People take up. I mean, the serious runners, of course, run really hard. The rest of us have just a great experience together. Just me and my 44,000 best friends.
44,000.
44,000. I'll be the little old lady at the end crawling up the hill.
Wow. It's quite a thing. It's funny that should happen, but my guest last 2 weeks ago, her husband and her are going to some Ironman something. No, well, he does Ironman, but it's something in Alberta, and it's like 120 miles across, like this badland stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And you got a weekend or some fool thing. I don't know.
People do it. There are those, you know. If you live through this thing, you too can have a medal.
If you live, you win. Well, that's a good story. I like that.
Thank
so,
you.
Just a review. We'll do it later, folks. Go online. What's that? What are they looking for online for your book?
Oh, should you want me to type it in, or actually, with all my typos, you'll tell them. But it's
called.
No, you
do it verbally, and we'll put that.
Okay, it's piece by piece.
Piecepublishing.com. Okay.
And purposely a pun on the word piece. So the first part of piece is P-E-A-C-E, and the second part, P-I-E-C-E.
Okay. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, let's play another song here. What do you got tuning up for us?
Well, keeping with this dance theme, the next one is Benny Goodman's. Actually, it looks like YouTube is presenting us what must have been the next in the queue. We'll do it anyway. I had In the Mood, but now that I look at the queue here, I think we're going to listen to Sing, Sing, Sing instead. We don't care. It's Betty Goodman, right?
Yeah, that's fine. No, that works fine. Go ahead.
That's fine. Okay, here we go.
We're just having a little bit of technical difficulty here. A little bit of difficulty. I'll just roll a song here. This is a previous guest we had before. This is a song by a good friend of mine. His name is Steve Todd, and we'll play this and come back with our guest. Stay locked in.
I wonder if what happened. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. And give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied. I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Always on my mind.
Hi, you're listening to The Agricultural Show on Sound FM 102.7, CKMS.
This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at waterlooradio.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
That's good stuff. Thank you. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Do this part here.
Oh, of course, please. Hi. This is J. Elena Palmer, and I'm from AIR.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jeff.
So I can edit that back on the front of it, so
sure.
it makes more sense.
Sure.
That's a very nice, you did a good voice tone. That's great.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that. So we've had a lot of fun so far, folks. Little problem with some music. The last one there, I end up putting in a song by, I guess whose guy's been on here, Steve Todd, local songwriter from Tavistock. But we'll get back to some Jelena's great songs. I love her stuff. It's a little swing band stuff and things like that. So hopefully we'll get something working next time.
Okay.
Okay. So we're into section number three at this stage. We've talked to Jelena about who she is, and then we talked what she does. And at this point, I'd like to ask Jelena, what do you know about agriculture?
Do
brown cows give brown milk?
No. And you don't have to have a brown chicken to get brown eggs, nor brown eggs. This isn't a secret, is it? Well, I'm not spoiling somebody's promotion here. Brown eggs are really no health difference. But anyway, other than that, those are the two things I can debunk. I grew up in a little town in Indiana, and it was a rural community, although I will say my family was not a farm family. Other than that, I guess my connection to agriculture is just a city person who says, thank God for farmers. Hmm. I mean, who am I speaking to? Who's listening to the show who doesn't already agree with that? So it's a bit of the old, preaching to the choir. But
well, actually, we hope our listenership is our urban
listeners.
People really want to know what's going on farmland, so that's why I asked that question.
Well, you know what? I'm going to then relate this to my book, not because I've come here today just to spout the book, but there actually is an essay in there called Thank You, Farmers. And I believe it's one of the ones that, Jeff, that you read, because there's a blog online that's serializing some of the essays. It's one of the ones that they selected. Interesting, a little sidebar on that. They published some of these essays online in English and Spanish, and it became the one of the most popular ones that week on that blog in Spanish. And I think because the theme of agriculture, farmer, rural, community, the principles I tried to discuss in that essay and being appreciative of it really resonated with the Spanish-speaking readership that they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's true.
Wow. Well, that's a good deal. You know, through that brown cow don't need to give brown milk. Do you have a garden, or do you like to?
I do have a garden. Yeah? That's right. John and I do. The last two summers, because we've traveled so much, we couldn't put much in. We put in potatoes, and because we weren't taking care of them, we get some really odd ones out. Actually, we entered a photograph once of ugly fruit or ugly produce, and it didn't win, but it was a pretty ugly shot. But next year, we're not going to travel in the summer, and we want to pay more attention to our garden.
Yeah.
And we see it not only as the pleasure of being engaged in growing something, but our own sort of nod to being more independent and being more local and just engaging that whole process of being part of our food chain.
Mm-hmm.
You've asked me sort of who I am. We've talked a little bit about me professionally. I would say one of my greatest interests is anything that can help our planet. I'm very much, I don't know, anyone call me environmentalist, a greenie, pick your label for me. But if we don't take care of the planet, I mean, what's the point of anything? And agriculture is in the middle of many of the problems as well as solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, as a non-farmer myself, I can't begin to imagine the complexity of the things people are trying to deal with. I just know that in my heart and my guts and in my head, that within agriculture are so many of our answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay at least marginally informed about that without really being the one who has to implement the changes.
Hmm. Yeah, so it sounds like most of us, you're keeping track of some agriculture through your interests, and mm-hmm. that's good news. It certainly is a challenge getting the message out there. But
I'm sure it is.
It's people like yourself that's really important. We'd love to hear the stories about agriculture. It's great to have that personal story. They're out putting around in a little town in Illinois, Indiana.
Yeah. That's right.
The corn is high.
The corn is high. That's right. Actually, I was a Girl Scout. Sorry. I am that old, so I can admit I was a Girl Scout. And I went 1 year to International Girl Scout Roundup. And everybody in Roundup, every group that went was supposed to have a costume that was indicative of where they lived. And we were the corn kernels. And we had these costumes where our arms were up like this because this was the tassels on the corn. And I think I remember it because your hands get tired when they're like this all day. But we were the corn kernels.
Yeah, the good stuff. Wow. Do you have family down there still knocking around in Indiana growing stuff or no?
I've got some cousins.
Yeah.
I've got some cousins here or there. I don't think any of them they're pretty big city people.
But
I do have cousins still in the U.S. in California, Indiana, Maryland, Washington D.C., New York, various places.
Do you like to go to the farmers markets and buy stuff?
I do, but here's my question to everybody: Why doesn't AIR have a farmers market? Is that too political to ask on the air?
No, actually,
is there an answer to that?
There is an answer to that. So. And that's because the taxpayer they're not self-funded. They don't make enough money unless you're really big to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So
because market isn't consumer. There's us who would go.
Yeah. So you have to, but it's all a matter of volume, how many. So like, farmers market in St. Jacob's is a big one there.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Man, that's like, what's up there, 50 acres or something?
Yeah.
So the region wouldn't support another one that size.
Yeah.
The other model you can go on is the city of Cambridge, who have an award-winning market, beautiful building, mm-hmm. historic. I think there's got to be six, maybe a dozen vendors in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got awards for their farmer's market.
Yes.
But the taxpayer drops $100,000 a year into that thing.
There's tough issues around it all.
It would be fun. It'd be great to have something like that in the air, in a small, we're in a wider region. We've got little towns like Ayr. We've got ones like New Hamburg, and we've got mm-hmm. places like Baden and all these spots. And you know what? What about farmers markets? And I think, generally speaking, they're probably all up against the same thing, unless you can find a good source of money to actually keep the thing open. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Especially seasonal like that.
So here's the impossible question of the day.
Right.
Is there any sympathy, possibility, support for community-based funding? See, I'm enough of a radical from the 60s to say that I don't think everything of worth has to pay for itself.
Right.
I'm happy as a citizen of an area, as a community member, to support, whether it be through taxation or whatever the means may be. And today's mm-hmm. not the day to design the model for it, probably. But I don't really need a community complex, entertainment complex, a farmer's market, everything. I'm willing to support that. I'm probably going to get political here, so shut me off, Jeff. Shut me up while you can.
No, I wouldn't want to do that, but it's also true. We want to get playing some more music here at some point, so that does the same thing. We're just moving along quite lovely here, my dear. We're going to try another song. You think this one's going to work here?
I'm going to try. It's another Betty Goodman.
I'll have something queued up just in case that goes kapooey on. But
always plan B, but it looks like it's actually going to work. Betty Goodman, Stomping at the Savoy.
I think you got something playing there already. All right.
It's not muted.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What's up?
Let's just play something else here. We'll give our chance to, let's see, what else we got in my playlist here, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do next. Here's Julie Corey, a local artist, and it's called Diamond Ring Girl.
Did something get disconnected?
I'm not a diamond ring kind of girl. for some expensive sparkly thing, yeah. I'm not a diamond ring kind of girl, no, no, no. Don't buy me flowers or fancy clothes, no, no, no. Don't buy me flowers or fancy clothes, no. It's you that I want next to my skin. Don't buy me flowers or fancy clothes. No.
Hi, I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
Okay, we're back, and that was a song we just played from an artist from Guelph, and her name is Julie Corey, and that's a great song. Well, hopefully we'll get some of Jelena's music to play. She's having real difficulty with her playlist and computer, so we're now in our fourth section here. Just thanks for listening in today, folks. Hope you had your coffee freshened up. We're just going to kind of do a little wrap-up of everything we talked about before our final out, so Paul's going to join us and be part of this conversation. So I'll start off with going over the sections we did already. You're an Indiana kid, and here you are after training in adult education. Got a great book out.
Thank you.
And you know that brown milk doesn't come from brown cows.
That's right.
And you have all kinds of ideas what you're thinking about food and what people should do. That sort of stuff. And so at this stage, was there anything that in our conversation did you like to, inevitably, after you talk, you think, oh, I wish I would have talked about that.
Oh, that's so true.
Anything come to mind? Go ahead, please.
Well, you have to ask me an hour from now.
Yeah.
That's when the do-overs happen. Well, actually, something I'll say that we were talking about sort of while some music was playing,
yeah.
A point that Paul brought up, because it's a bit of this, even leads into your question, we were saying about my book. Can I show it again?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully our Facebook listeners.
He kind of wondered when a person writes, in this case, I'm trying to do two things here, personal reflective essay, something happens in life and you think about it, how do you how do you put together that reaction? I'm just kind of paraphrasing your question there, Paul. But how, and I said, well, there's, for one thing, when a person writes a book or a newspaper column, you have a chance to reflect on it, to edit, to revise, which is sort of the opposite of what we're doing today when everything is spontaneous, we're having a conversation. So certainly the book is my more advanced thought on everyday events. Mm-hmm. By advanced, I mean, you know, with the benefit of time and research and reflection. Our conversation today has just been splendidly unrehearsed and candid, and I probably will think of something later I wish I'd said or something I said that maybe I didn't quite put right. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think, I didn't know a lot about this show before Jeff told me about it, and mm-hmm. I think what you're doing is great. I love the local flavor of it all, and you know, we learn a little bit, but even as much as that, what we learn, we share thoughts, and I think it's great. I'm going to become one of your fans.
Yeah, well,
be careful. I can ask really yuck. I'm going to start thinking of difficult questions and have one for you every week.
Sure. No, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of yours as well. You, I love the way you present things. And
thank you.
You're a very energetic woman, a deep thinker. It's been great just sitting here for the last 45 minutes and listening to this interview happen right in front of me. It's been
nice. Thank you, Paul. And should we tell people to stay tuned for our soon-to-be-released song, Itchy Feet?
Itchy Feet.
Yeah, the Itchy Feet guys.
Itchy Feet.
Great, yeah,
you're right.
Here.
It begs for melody.
Right here at CKMS. No, it's been great. And I love the what Jeff's doing here on Community Radio. It's
Community Radio is a good deal, man.
My gosh. I've known Jeff for a little while now, I guess about 20 months. He's been excited to tell me about his show. And now that we're sitting here, I guess, you know, I had quite the experience. Have you got time, Jeff, just for a second? Maybe just hit this community subject for a second?
Oh, well, no, this is what
it's
all
about.
I'll
tell you
what.
Paul, can you wave so people
can...
Hey, it's the best I can do to
KW, we're over here in this corner. I'm not sure. I don't see myself, but...
Yeah.
That's all right. That's cool. There's a lot of iron work between me and the camera.
Yeah.
I think
you can barely see yourself up in the top right-hand picture there.
Right on. So right on. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, this is our best shot that includes your seat.
So in a perfect world, actually, you would probably sit around this way.
Like, can you do that?
We'll swing it around this way. We'll swing it around this way.
That's better.
Because nobody really wants to see me talk.
We do. No.
Actually, maybe want to just hear the quick story. Because it's community, I guess everybody's familiar with the busker or street musician or maybe a community I guess activist for music for sure. Curtis Tulk, anybody knows Curtis Tulk? He is a fixture around KW, our community. Everybody knows him. It's been great stories about him. He's not well, and last week ago, this past Friday, we had a chance to stop and play some music with Curtis and relive some old times. Curtis was, on a personal note, Curtis, everybody knows who he is, listening to this radio station for sure. Busker down at the market for 20 years. Walked up and down King Street like he owned it for so many years. Curtis came to Kitchener in the early 70s, worked for my dad, and my dad asked him one day if he could teach me a few chords on a guitar. Curtis was my first music teacher, and we got a chance to visit with him at the hospice out by Conestoga College. We know, and you folks know out there, he hasn't got long to live, not long to be with us before he hits that final chord, but he has certainly made his mark in this community, and I just want to send a shout-out, and thanks, Jeff, for letting me do this. For Curtis Talk, everybody.
All right. Thanks for a little bit of story about that. Did you, in your book, just... cover such things as mortality?
Well, actually, yes, there is one in the chapter on relationships, which is almost to the end of the book, so you probably didn't get there yet. But there is one about, I call it the worlds we live in, and it was thoughts I had in attending a dear friend's, I went to the funeral, but more importantly, the memorial. And I saw people who knew him from different parts of his life all coming together.
Okay.
So I called it the worlds we live in, because there were his classmates and his family and his workmates and his neighbors and people he'd done volunteer work. And it was a merging of worlds. And remembering him, we all got to know each other. Mm-hmm. It was just really a beautiful event.
So did all these stories, were they at one time columns in the Guelph Mercury?
No. Okay. That is a fair question.
Yeah.
The book was inspired by the Guelph Mercury.
Right.
And since I had the copyright to all of those, I did adapt a few.
Right.
But this book has 100 essays. I don't even remember offhand how many, but maybe 10 or 12 were an adaptation from the Mercury, and the remainder were written brand new for the book. Hmm. They happened later, or they were newer ideas. As I wrote the book, and I thought about how I wanted to organize it, the things that became chapters, that also led some of my writing. I knew I wanted a chapter on in the community. So I started just noticing things that were happening in AIR or KW, one of the ones that you read, Jeff, about me going to one of the plowing matches.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know when I started the book I was going to write about a story about a plowing match. But I did, because I saw things happen that day that inspired further thinking in me. So almost all of them, 80, 90% of them, are brand new for the book, and the rest are adaptations.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Did you know what? So you've got 8 years of columns. That's a book, isn't it? What would that look like if you were to put compile that into a published?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, one could, except make sure I made something clear. I wasn't in there every week. I was part of a rotating group.
Yeah.
So it's not like I had 400 of them.
No, but you have
but
a
how many
of...
I did over those years? Yeah, they probably could be compiled.
Yeah.
But I will say that as I've matured as a writer, I think some of what I do now is perhaps they stand alone better. Is maybe I've learned more about writing. I've introduced different standards of how I quote other people. I would say this is perhaps a better representation of how I like to show my writing.
Okay.
And how I like to express what I'm trying to say.
Are you thinking there might be more publishing in your future?
You know, I'm too fresh out of the publishing experience. No, I mean, when a person publishes, you kind of feel like you take the cure. Yeah. I don't want to do this again. But on the other hand, sometimes you can't stop us. So we'll see. We'll see.
You have to do your happy feet dancing first. What do we call that? With rusty feet? I forget. What was
itchy.
Itchy feet. Itchy feet.
Rusty. Come on.
Itchy feet.
Itchy.
So, but no, that's good. Yeah. So maybe, but not right away. You're not going to be busy trying to do some more book writing.
I do contribute to some other publications.
Yes.
Including the AIR News from time to time.
Yep.
And that's been a really nice outlet for community. Communicating ideas and reflecting what's happening locally. And
yeah.
So I think, you know, I have enough outlets for my desire to write and to speak.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, good stuff. You're going to keep on traveling a bit and do that kind of thing?
Can't stop me.
All right. And you're going to keep running until you can't run no more.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, there's something about gravity. Just catch up. My back doesn't let me do really long distances anymore.
Yeah.
But we're so lucky to have, here's a promo for Snap and AIR. What a great gym.
Yeah.
And other ways to keep active. Dancing is the best of all. So, yeah, running, everything stays in there.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good mix of activities. Keep busy there doing stuff.
Yes.
And maybe try a radio. I was going to ask you, music. Did you ever mess around, like take keyboard lessons? Did you play any instruments?
As a kid, I played piano.
Okay.
And I wasn't half bad at it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, up to that level of whatever age I was.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. When John retired, he retired from Grand River Conservation Authority not quite 2 years ago, we bought ukuleles. We get them out often enough so they don't get too dusty, but we haven't really learned.
Yes.
We keep thinking we'll go to some of these drop-in sessions at the Cambridge Library or the Idea Exchange.
There are little ukulele things.
I know. We need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popularity.
Well, it's
a lot of youth.
I know it's
there.
Quite social too.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
You know, when I did my own retirement, one of the things I did is I bought juggling stuff. I was going to learn to juggle. Well, I don't think I've opened it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was. I literally haven't even opened the box.
Uh-oh.
Until a person is, quote, retired, you don't know how busy you can be when you're retired.
Sure.
And honestly, when it comes to so many things, I think, oh, you think, well, once I'm retired, I'm going to learn a language, I'm going to learn music, and I'm going to...
Ukulele.
What could I say?
Juggling.
But juggling, wouldn't that be fun?
Sure.
So that's a someday thing, too.
Well, it's like, there's just too much to do and not enough time.
That's right.
I think there's a quote in there somewhere.
But we try, yeah.
So we're doing pretty good here. Anything else you want to bring up before we get into our last song and then the last out in another 5 minutes?
I don't think so.
Just look for your stuff there on the website. Tell us again one more time. We like to hear this, or Let's think in the personal path, practical
feet. The title of the book is Personal Path, Practical Feet. My name is J. Elena Palmer.
Yep.
And published by piecebypiece-publishing.com.
Okay. You've got to get the keyboard, but of course it got lost in the retirement. It's not gonna just too darn busy.
Yeah.
We've done really well here, Jelena. So what we can do is we're gonna go back and play another song before we finally close up the shop here and go about our way for the afternoon. What are we going to try this time?
Benny Goodman.
You've been working furiously over there to make that go.
Well, he doesn't seem to want to play. Well, it's not him. Either that. Actually, I'm going to ask you because I had several others queued up we're not getting to because we had the things not playing properly.
Right.
I'm going to let you pick Benny Goodman or Tony Bennett.
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready for a change. Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett,
I know what Goodman sounds like. He's great. I wouldn't.
Well, we're going to do the all-famous I Left My Heart in San Francisco. It's a true story for me because when I graduated from university, I moved to San Francisco and began my adult life there. So forever one of my favorite cities. Should I go for it now?
Yeah, try it. Okay. We'll see what happens here. Go ahead.
If we have to, we'll sing it ourselves.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me. To be well, little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there. San Francisco, above the blue, and windy sea. When I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
This is Catherine from Oxford County 4-H Association. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi everyone, this is Willie A., and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
Okay, we're back, and it's the Agriculture Show. Jelena Palmer is our guest today. Thank you, folks, for listening in. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great day. And rain's coming, I think. We're not too sure. Yeah. And you think you'll have some more ugly vegetables in your garden this year, Jelena?
Well, we got, you know what, Jeff? I may send them to you. The pictures, not the vegetables, yeah. We'll see. But probably we'll get some really monstrous-looking potatoes. But that doesn't mean they don't taste good when they're all mashed up.
That's true. They're still good. And actually, it's funny how that market has grown, isn't it? Even at the big stores now.
Even the Loblaws chains. Yeah. Not every location, but many of them will do the sort of the ugly fruit concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Yeah. We're into our last bit of our show. I only have one question for our guest. Oh. And I hate to think that this is all come as a surprise, but apparently I've forgotten to send along a brief show description. You're very brave to walk in not knowing what's going on.
That's good. True.
Holy camolies. So this is the last question, just for fun, just to kind of wrap up. It's what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 2 years, 20 years, if you want to go that far? What are you doing in the next 2 hours?
The next Jelena? 2 hours, I'm going to get a coffee.
Yeah.
and stop at the market for a few things, hopefully locally grown.
Yeah.
So that's the next 2 hours. What was the next one? 2 weeks?
2 days.
2 days. What day is this? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, so my husband and I are going to, we're going camping in Killarney in a few days, and we need to pick up just a bit more of our gear. Different time of year, different. I need a new jacket, basically. So preparation for a camping trip.
Okay.
And the next was two.
2 weeks, which is like almost Oktoberfest time if you keep track of your world and that stuff.
Maybe September. I don't know. Hopefully not shoveling snow.
No, I don't.
Harvesting potatoes. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, you're probably looking at to make sure this book gets followed up on.
That's true too. Book.
Next question. Next part of that is, what are you doing in the next? 2 years.
The next 2 years? Well, hopefully continuing to travel. We've got, as I mentioned earlier in the program, a trip to Ethiopia this November.
Yeah.
So if you actually, that would fall into the 2 month thing, come to think of it. September, October. Yeah, Ethiopia. But anyway, 2 years. Other trips coming up. We have some friends in the Ukraine we'd like to visit, mm-hmm. and possibly getting back to Bay Area for a while. So more travel.
Yes.
And we're going to enclose our deck. If any of your listeners do home rentals, give me a call.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. You got to make a three-season room of it?
That's exactly it. Yeah. You know, we have this beautiful yard, beautiful deck, and most of the year, too hot, too cold, too buggy.
Right.
Yeah.
So, good way to kind of close that.
And next 20 years was the next one.
Yeah.
Well, I think by then I should be back to hopefully still running 10Ks. How's that for a goal? Still run a 10K.
That's a good story. I'm glad to ask. I always enjoy asking that question because it continues on from what we've known about you and extends it out to the what might be happening.
I'm glad you didn't tell me ahead because I might have, who knows what I would have said. But anyway, this is fun just to kind of think at the moment and this is good.
No, well, and certainly by training and temperament, you have the capacity to really make a conversation flow and get good points in there. It's a great deal.
Mm-hmm, good. A lot of fun.
With that, I'm going to thank you so much for being a guest today.
My pleasure.
And folks, check out that book and come back and see us in 6 days and 22 hours here at the Agriculture Show. If you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. And with that, we'll see you later. Thanks so much. Bye for now.